Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The show will go on New Year's Eve, according to Boston Mayor Tom Menino. He says the city will rescue the annual celebration First Night, at least for this year. That is the nonprofit group First Night Boston is shutting down because of financial constraints.
Well, I'm putting a team together next week to start the planning process of how we make it happen.
What's First Night 2014 going to be like in Boston?
I couldn't tell you right now. It's going to be a fabulous night. Like I enjoy First Night every year. I mean, another fabulous year. I think as I go forward, we'll try to engage more individuals.
Boston celebrated the country's first First Night 37 years ago, and it's since grown to attract about 1 million people to its arts performances, parade, ice sculptures, and fireworks every year. But organizers say losing corporate sponsors such as Fidelity and Fleet Bank has made funding the event increasingly difficult. We spoke with First Night's outgoing director, Jerry Guardino, as she and her colleagues were packing up their downtown office.
It was a very difficult decision, but it's not something that we did suddenly. We've known for the past 5 years, each year has become increasingly challenging. And although I think that we've made some very creative choices to keep the event fresh and to keep it going, it was getting smaller and smaller in terms of dollars coming in.
Why do you think that the amount of money available for something as beloved as First Night would become less and less each year?
Well, I think that the fundraising climate in Boston has really changed, and that's been going on a very, very long time. Foundations have changed their priorities in light of the economy changing in 2008. Also, the fact that corporations are no longer based here is a huge factor. You know, when you go to look for a corporate sponsor for, like, the button, we used to get $250,000 for the button, and people would, they were kind of buying for it to have their name on the button. And that those corporations just aren't here anymore. So I think that's a big one. And with First Night, different than other organizations, it's not like we can say, gee, we're a theater company. We're going to do two shows instead of three. With First Night, all your eggs are in one basket. So we were nervous that we might not make it through. We wanted to close responsibly. We wanted to close without debt and to do the right thing.
Mayor Menino has indicated that First Night will go on, even though the board has decided to fold the tent here. Do you think that the city can continue this year and years to come? And what are the challenges that the city will be facing to be able to do what you've been doing for all these years?
I think that they would probably reinvent it. And because they are the city, I think maybe focus maybe on some of the free outdoor programming. The people in Boston and greater Boston and beyond really, you know, probably there are a lot of regulars out there have it in their calendar. And I think he'll want Boston to be alive on New Year's Eve.
What's this mean for you personally? What thoughts are going through your mind as you're packing up your office here today?
Oh, it's been hard. I'm going to miss all these people. And actually, all the artists and all the volunteers, all the cultural partners, neighborhood partners, it's been pretty surreal.
What would you like to see in the future for First Night?
I'd like to see it, you know, maintain its spirit. And really, I'd love someone or the city or anyone that takes it over to put, you know, a fresh start, you know, have a fresh new look or whatever. So perhaps, who knows, maybe the city will put it on the waterfront.
Is the potential there that a fresh look could be a good thing artistically?
Oh, we've had incredible programs. I mean, I think there's so many things happening at First Night that people don't realize. A lot of people just think it's the fire and the ice and the grand procession. But, you know, we've had fabulous events in Symphony Hall, John Schofield at Berkeley. I don't know that the programming itself, you know, the artists involved, all the local artists and all the kids could get that much better. But I think that the business model, I think that, you know, maybe getting rid of that button and becoming a virtual button. But all of those things were things that we were working toward, but we just don't have the capacity. We needed to make a decision that was a thoughtful decision based on sustainability, which we did not have.
Jerry Guardino has been director of First Night Boston since 1996.